Regional tourism marketing in Massachusetts may soon get a financial boost from charging a fee to hotel guests. A provision of the Economic Development Bill, signed recently by Governor Charlie Baker, allows for the creation of tourism destination marketing districts. It would allow hotels in the districts to assess up to a 2% fee on room charges, pool the money collected, and spend it to attract more visitors. It's a concept regional tourism agencies in Massachusetts had advocated for years. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Mary Kay Wydra, president of the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau.
What it would do is basically allow for another revenue stream for marketing the region and giving a lot of local control over funds that are generated locally as to how they're spent. So it's something that's been done around the country. We've been working on this for over 4 years. To my knowledge, there's about 180 districts around the United States. Some of the newest ones that were created were Newport, Rhode Island, Philadelphia. We actually spoke to Newport a lot, talking to them as we were working on this. But it's something that's been tried and true, and it's going to be new to Massachusetts, but something that we're really eager to get started with.
So tourism marketing money is raised by charging hotel guests.
You're assessing the guests stay at the hotel. And the word assessment is really important. It's different than a tax in the sense that an assessment has a specific purpose, whereas a tax can be collected and then used for whatever purpose, is deemed necessary. But this assessment, and we're looking, you know, the law allows for up to 2%. My organization had been working on a plan that would look at 1% assessment on hotels with 50 rooms or more in the Hampden County area. So that would require us to talk to 6 different communities and about 29 different hotels. We've done a lot of the legwork with our hoteliers. I mean, there really was no reason to go forward and push a bill if there wasn't buy-in from the hotel population here in our region. And we were delighted that there was support for it, and that's why we went forward with the legislation.
So what has to happen now in order to create a tourism destination marketing district?
Yeah, it's quite a process. So you have to have the hotels. They now have to sign a petition, and then the petition is brought forth, and the law requires us to get 62% of the hoteliers to agree to it in a specific community, and then you have to go and have the governing body of the community endorse it and pass it into law in their community. And then you start, the hoteliers start assessing the guests, the monies are collected. They flow back to the Regional Tourist Council, which the GSCVB is the one that's designated for Hampden County. And then you have to establish an advisory committee, and that committee is made up. The majority of that committee has to be the hoteliers that are collecting the money. So as they're assessing the guests, they're also having the key decision makers on how the assessments will be spent. And obviously you want to do it in ways that you market the area and you're collecting monies that will encourage more people to come. So it's kind of self-fulfilling, you spend the money you're collecting to get more and you just keep growing the monies. And it's, remember, Paul, there's taxes on hotel guests right now, both in the local community level, there's up to 6% tax up can be collected. And then on the state level, you've got 5.7%. So, if these districts do well, not only do the hoteliers benefit, but the towns and cities do, and the state does as well.
When do you anticipate or when do you hope to get this up and running and start collecting the assessments and spending the money on marketing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And obviously with the challenges that COVID and the pandemic present, it might take us a little bit longer. I would hope that during this calendar year, monies are starting to be collected. I know I've got a great group on my board that has worked so hard on this. And we're now that the bill has become law, we're working on the strategic plan on how we go to the communities and how we get all this done. So we've got a lot of work in front of us, but I would anticipate that money start being collected at some point this calendar year. The great thing is that it will, again, provide a new funding source and allow Western Mass to put monies into initiatives that make sense for our region. I also, huge shout out to our colleagues in Boston, because the Boston Bureau, I think you'll see Boston and Springfield go forward with this initiative rather quickly. They want it as well. So, then there's opportunity for the other regional councils to create districts if they so choose.